Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Rainey, and I have been asked to speak on the topic, be doers of the word and not hearers only. This phrase comes from the book of James. In James chapter 1, verse 22, we find a call to action, a reminder that our faith is not meant to be passive, but an active and transformative force in our lives. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. These words challenge us to move beyond the superficial understanding of our faith. James emphasizes the importance of translating our beliefs into action, of living out the teachings of Christ in our daily lives. It's a call to authenticity, urging us to align our actions with our professed faith. Connecting James 1:22 with Doctrine and Covenants 78:7 reveals a theme across scriptures, emphasizing the transformative power of faith through action. James challenges us to be active participants in our faith, to not merely hear the word, but to live it out. Similarly, in Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 78, verse 7, the Lord says, "For if you will that I give unto you a place in the celestial world, you must prepare yourselves by doing the things which I have commanded you and required of you." This reinforces the principle, emphasizing that preparation for a place in the celestial world is reliant on our obedience to God's commandments. Both verses highlight the idea that faith is not passive. It requires intentional and consistent effort in aligning our lives with the divine teachings of Jesus Christ. So how do we become doers of the word? First, study the word. To become effective doers, we must first be attentive listeners. Regularly engage with the scriptures and seek a deeper understanding of God's word. Let the Bible be our guide and source of wisdom. Second, prayerful reflection. Take time to reflect on the word in prayer. Seek God's guidance on how to apply his teachings in your everyday life. Ask for strength to live out the principles found in the Bible. Third, obedient action. James doesn't just call us to listen and reflect. He implores us to act. Our faith should manifest in our relationships, our work, and our communities. Love your neighbor, forgive as you have been forgiven, and be a light in the world. Fourth, consistency. Being doers of the word is not a one-time thing, but a lifelong journey and commitment. Consistency is key. Live out your faith daily in both big and small ways so that others can see the transformative power of Christ in you. It doesn't have to be big to start. You can start small. One example is whenever your mom asks you to take out the trash and it's stinky and you know it needs to go out, don't ignore her. Take out the trash. As we strive to be doers of the word, let us remember that our actions can have a profound impact on those around us. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ and living testimonies of his love, grace, and mercy. This challenge extends beyond the walls of this church. It encompasses every aspect of our lives. In Elder Dallin H. Oaks' 2004 conference talk, he says, "It is not enough to know that God lives and that Jesus Christ is our Savior and that the gospel is true. We must take the high road by acting upon that knowledge. It is not enough to know that the prophet is God's prophet. We must put his teachings to work in our lives. It is not enough to have a calling. We must fulfill our responsibilities." In conclusion, James 1:22 is an invitation to an authentic faith. Don't be content with just hearing the word, but be driven to live it in your daily life. Let your actions be a reflection of the love and grace we have received from our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. As we leave this meeting today, let us carry this call to action in our hearts and minds. I encourage you all to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to be a true doer of the word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.